finding out when you've had an online shopping fail. And we've had ordering the wrong item, well, ordering what you thought was one thing and another thing turning up. We've had quite a lot of wrong quantities of food coming through. And I mentioned how last week, whilst trying to take my husband to an art exhibition for his birthday, I managed to book the wrong day. And this date thing is a problem. Jamie in Northampton says, I did the food shopping online for my family. I set the delivery date for what I thought was the following Friday, only to find it was delivered 2.5 weeks later. And then we've got another one here from Dave. He says, my mate Ryan Knight ordered tickets to go and see Miranda live tonight. Rang up to see where the tickets were as they hadn't arrived and he'd booked today's date, but for 2014. Gutted.
Well, you know, all good things are worth waiting for.
Yeah, I guess so. That's the only justification for that one.
Maybe not that long. Lisa, what you got for us then with this online ordering?
Well, I don't actually do online shopping. I wouldn't do it because my partner actually delivers for a supermarket. I hear all the stories from him about what does go wrong.
Hotel, oh,
wow.
Go on.
Tell us, come on.
Well, often things are out of date or very near the end date. Substitutes are often wrong. Like if somebody's ordered a vegetarian meal, they might get a meat meal.
Oh, no. So he has to stand by whilst they're looking through their shopping bags. He has to wait,
does he? Yeah, he does.
Have you ever had that situation, or has he ever told you, where someone's gone, I'm going to order 5 jars of olives, but then accidentally presses the O maybe once or twice and orders like 50 or 500 jars?
Oh, yeah. He's told me like somebody thought they were ordering one bit of broccoli, but ended up with about 50-odd bits of broccoli because they'd ordered the kilos.
And then, Lisa, does he have to take those 49 unwanted stalks of broccoli away?
Yes.
Does he? Yeah, we need a sideline for your other half. He needs to have his own little shop for all the unwanted excess, doesn't he?
Absolutely, if only.
If only, exactly. He'd be a wealthy man.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, what have we got in stock today? I've got 49 bits of broccoli going. I'll tell you, that's it today.
Fabulous.
Do you know what? I'm not sure it's a shop I'd go to.
That's
but
true.
Anyway,
no,
nice idea.
No.
It's like the Lucky Dip shop. Thanks, Lisa.
Thank you.
Lovely. Thank
Bye.
You.
Bye.
Heart Breakfast. Waking you up. With Stuart and Natalie.